Welcome to Fit to Be Real
and a little extra. All right, today is not going to be the happiest of happies or the saddest of saddest. It's going to be informational, I feel like.
So like every other week.
Just like every other week, yes. There has been a lot recently going on just in this year alone.
Well, you would know because you're a date rememberer.
I'm a disaster date rememberer.
Yeah.
When bad things happen, I remember.
I don't have the space for that.
Oh, I know, because you don't like negativity. I ooze negativity. No, that's not what I mean. I don't ooze it. I don't want to ooze it.
I'm picturing you as the boogie woogie man. That guy?
The oogie boogie man from
Oogie Boogie Man.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's oozing to me.
Yes. And I think I absorb it because when I hear about something, it sort of sticks with me. And this year has been a lot of disasters globally.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Horrible.
Horrible things. I mean, we're talking the hurricane that's going on right now, the mass shootings, the floods. I feel like the gates are opening up somewhere and it's all happening.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk today about how we can help because sometimes you just feel helpless.
Well, didn't it, not to get biblical, because I don't really know much about the Bible, but didn't it, like, we got the lantern flies and we were, like, swarmed with bugs?
Like the plague?
Like the plague. And the, well, no, the bugs. And the Vegas got, like, crickets and they couldn't walk on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a pandemic, which is the plague.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
And then, I mean, it's just like, what's next?
Right.
Someone read the Bible. What's
going on? Sure, mom's super happy that you don't know anything about the Bible, but went to Catholic school for 14 years. So there's that.
In nome de Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. That's as much as my Spanish goes as well. So it's not that I don't remember. If you said it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, me too. I just have better things to put in my mind.
Oh,
I don't know.
Mom.
But mom's with me.
I know.
Mom's with me. Like, I have faith. I don't necessarily put my everything I have into, like, collective religion.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's in there. I remember I can see the copybooks of Jesus. I can see them, or the workbooks.
The workbooks.
But, you know, I remember the Beatitudes and all the things. That's what makes me think of it, because they're all things that you would think, this is never going to happen. Right. And I feel like they're all happening.
Right.
That's all that I meant. This is not about religion.
No, you just owe mom, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in religious education.
Wow. Then that school should be, listen, this is what we're talking about.
Okay. Maybe like,
damn. I also went public. So.
Oh, yeah, you did public high school. That's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
You cost her way more money.
I cost her, well.
Just as a human in general.
This isn't supposed to be funny.
It's not. Okay, so what the reason we're talking about these catastrophic events is because not only are they happening right now, but one just hit a little close to home where our grade school, our childhood, you know, memories, basically.
Our little bubble.
A little bubble at the time. It's a different bubble now, but I feel like they still feel the same. It had a horrible, horrible fire last night, and I do not think the building can be salvaged. The ceiling collapsed. It almost looked like a cartoon fire.
Yes.
Like if you look at a picture that somebody took and there's flames coming out of the windows and going up to the sky and kind of like, yes, engulfing, but wrapping around the building. Mm-hmm. It looked, I hate to say, but it looked fake. It looked like what they draw in the kids' cartoons of fire safety, you know?
I went by it this morning.
You did?
Yeah, you can't drive by it. You can't get near it. But I walked by it, and it's interesting to see through a window that's non-existent and see the sky.
Oh,
because
God.
There is no ceiling. So it's four stone walls because that did not burn down. Stone did not burn down.
Yeah.
Everything inside it from the ground up is gone. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know what could have caused that. It took...
We'll find out.
Do you know
sure.
when it finally got under control? Because you texted me like 9.
I texted you at 9 and it still was not. So, and that's 4 hours later.
Carly was like, it was a candle. It's like, it was not a candle.
Oh, I made that up. No, I said, what if it was?
I know, but a candle wouldn't do that. Like, they would be able to control a candle fire.
I was like, oh my God. And then I was texting Victoria, like, all those papers, probably from the candle. And Victoria's like, I don't think.
Probably electrical.
That would set a 2-alarm fire off. That's as much as I know about flames. So we.
But it's really devastated the community. Yeah. Everybody, you know, with devastation comes a silver lining of banding together and feeling the community and wanting to reach out to just give a kind word or go a little bit farther and monetary help or, you know, depending on the situation, bringing food. That's like the number one thing to bring food to people.
Especially, we're Italian. You know, food fixes everything.
Like a funeral pairs very well with a lasagna. And so I'm hoping people are bringing food to the parish. You know what I mean?
Pairs well with lasagna.
It's true.
Napolitana brothers, we're going to be hitting you up later.
Yeah, all your funeral needs. So hopefully people are bringing food to the sacristy or, you know, the priests and the people that live right there. Yeah, and
the rectory.
The rectory.
They're out of the rectory. The church is closed down for a little bit. But this is our small little bubble of a devastation. I mean, what's going on with the hurricanes right now in North Carolina and Florida is horrific. I mean,
yeah,
people are dying.
Yeah. And Palestine.
Yeah.
You know, like go as far as over there. It's a little bit different to give relief and reach out. But calling to have aid and give aid is a universal language. So that's what we're going to talk about today. How's that for a segue?
How's that? You did a good job. I'm going to try not to backtrack.
Let's get into it. I'm Victoria.
Hey, guys. I'm Carly.
And that was the longest intro we've ever done.
I'm going to disagree with you. The past couple weeks, I have lost the train of thought for the episode because our intros have been so long. And I was like, oh my God, did we start yet?
I just, you know, just got a lot of things on my mind. Just got a lot of things to say. I have a lot of feelings.
You don't even go here.
She doesn't even go here.
I do. I live here. So what made me think of, while we were thinking of all this, a little story that came into my mind was that there was a lot going on in Haiti. I can't remember the year.
Yes.
We had the green Mitsubishi. Mm-hmm. It was Carly's car first, then it was mine. So I think that was high school for me.
Yeah.
Maybe getting into college.
It was college because I had that car. I mean, I only got my license senior year because I hate driving. So it was, you were in college.
All right. Well, then I had a different green car. Yeah. It was my Prudence the Protege. It was a Mazda. Not that any of that matters, but that's now we know what year we're in. So I was in college, so it's between 2007, 2011. And something was going on in Haiti, and my mind cannot remember exactly what it was, but what they were calling for was rice.
Oh my God.
And you can clearly, you know, go to the grocery store right now, you can get pounds of rice
in
giant bags. Like, it almost looked like sandbags,
right?
You go
to Costco or BJ's. They're enormous.
So Mom and Carly had just the most brilliant idea of purchasing these bags of rice because, you know, the thought didn't go past, they need rice, I'll go get rice. Yeah. I can easily buy rice. It's something I can do. It's so, you know, easy, simple, whatever. But then she couldn't figure out how to ship the rice.
I wanted to ship the rice to Haiti.
But she was like, give me an address. Like, she couldn't figure out how to get food over international waters into Haiti. So it all worked out. You ended up helping. But the rice stayed here. The rice stayed here in my truck. No, my trunk bed.
Your trunk.
Of my car. And I traveled around Temple University with
a 50-pound bag. What? What? 50? I couldn't do that for a second time if I tried.
A 50-pound fat pack? Nope.
A 50-pound bag of rice in her
white,
trunk.
Long grain white rice in my trunk. And I'm going to, you know, caravan with my friends. And we're packing the car. And we're doing that. And they're like, why do you have rice in the car? Like, it was the longest time I've ever had rice in my car. I can never say in my life.
She usually has rice for like shorts amount of time in her car. But yeah, that was the longest.
It goes in my belly. But then this one didn't. So then I got a truck and I had to clean out that car. And I just transferred that rice into my truck bed. I can't tell you what happened to the rice since then. It's not in my truck, but I know I hydroplane a lot.
Uh-huh.
Because now my truck bed's very light.
Light, yeah.
And the rice was helpful.
Yeah.
So I know where the rice is.
Where is it?
I have a sandbag in my VFit personal training room.
Stop.
And people flip and clean and snatch with it. Okay, I know where the rice is.
So I am helping. I'm helping the people still.
You're helping the people of Springfield.
I wanted to go a little further, but I'm happy to help the V-fitters in Springfield as well. Oh my God.
That just came right to me. Well, so how do we help in a more efficient way, shall we say?
Just don't go out and buy some 50-pound bags of rice thinking that you're going to send them.
Usually the number one way in terms of like actual giving of something is to donate money.
To the right places.
To the right places. So the Red Cross, the American Red Cross is phenomenal. And we're going to attach links of all different sources to reach out and help for any cause, because there's usually specific places per disaster.
Ugh, that sounds horrible.
I know. But it's so incredible that they exist and that there are people that do this and that is their life's purpose. And thank God for them. So we'll link all of that. Now, we're not necessarily just talking about our small town, relatively fixable, and nobody got hurt.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Tragedy. But the world right now, like if you feel helpless and you're sitting on your couch at night and you're watching the news and you're like, gosh, why? There's nothing I can do. Like I'm so small in this world. You know, all those thoughts that tend to bubble to the surface when these horrible, horrible things happen. You can always donate money. So these links are there. I think this is my personal opinion, but you have to be a part of the tragedy to create a GoFundMe. Like, I don't understand sometimes when people so far removed from something create a GoFundMe for people that they don't even know. And
right,
then,
right,
like,
right.
I would happily donate to that GoFundMe. Like, I will give my money to it.
You got
to
make sure that where it's going is the end. And also, GoFundMe is great if you're talking about large sums of money, I guess. But they do, it's a service. They take a cut of the proceeds. Right. So you got to remember that.
Yeah.
You know, you might want to look into picking something. Not 100% of what you're giving is going to the cause.
Yeah.
And not like 90% because that's a little different. But yeah. You want to be directly involved if you're starting a GoFundMe. Like, I was not about to start a GoFundMe for Haiti.
You didn't have an address. But you did. I believe you and mom donated in lieu of rice.
In lieu of rice. They were like, you keep the rice. Send us the money.
We'll buy our own rice.
Yeah, we'll get it.
But money is a good way to do it. Usually, there's some economic, you know, downfall to whatever. I mean, it's going to take for our school fire here, it's going to take a lot of money to rebuild. It's going to take hopefully not a lot of time, just because they, you know, these kids have to go to school.
Well, in North Carolina, Andrew's sister, my sister-in-law and two nieces, they were in a shelter for a week because they couldn't get to their house because there were no roads. So they were living in a shelter. Now they're home, but the end of their road is gone. They had no power. They had no internet. You know, like, people are displaced. People are homeless.
Yeah.
There are places to volunteer. There are places to donate. I mean, we can't volunteer. I'm very far away from that.
Right.
You know, whatever. Situation. But like, you can donate money to that cause. But yeah, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people are out of homes right now. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's devastating.
Yeah.
But volunteer is the next option for lending a hand. So volunteer at your local or maybe a larger scale organization. However, it's funny that they even have to say this, but like, you should not self-deploy yourself somewhere to go volunteer. Right? So like, if something's going on in California, don't just fly over there by yourself.
Oh, God.
And hope to join in on some volunteer
Yeah.
you know, group efforts. Or whatever efforts. Do it do it in a proper, organized way. Okay. Locally, I think is something different. But I also think volunteer by helping the, you know, for our situation. I'm going to keep bringing it back to that because that's why we're even talking about this. Help the firehouse.
Yes. Right?
Those guys were so fast to the cause. And I'm in a different town and I was slowing down my fire truck and I pulled over. I mean, I pulled over, but I was like, oh my God. They, you know, everybody gets called to the help. And we, how many did you say went by your house?
I texted you or I texted my cousin and I was like, I didn't know Springfield had this many fire trucks because they weren't all from Springfield.
No, they're from everywhere.
And I live next to the police station. Because that's where I love to choose my homes. My last home was near a police station because I just want to make sure that they're close by.
Yeah.
And I like being 100 feet away. About 12 cars within minutes of just police cars went by. And those, they're working overtime right now. Firemen, right. I mean, the pictures of these firemen in the flames trying to get it out for hours and hours. Drop them a lasagna. They need to eat.
Right.
They're working late nights, overtime. Now they've got a figure out how to make this a safe area because it is taped off.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're a big part of, you know, the rescue mission is also a big part of how you can help because they're the ones putting in the manpower and they're tired and they're working really, really hard. So even money, I mean, the firehouse always reaches out throughout the year to ask for donations and help. So that's just another way that you can do it. And then there's, I like this one, which makes, I like this one in a sarcastic way.
Oh.
It's educate others.
Yes, I love the sarcasm.
Right? On, no, not for that. It's preparedness and maybe, you know, what's happening with the hurricanes and how you can help with hurricane relief. But I sarcastically like it because some people aren't meant to do that.
Okay.
Like they're getting their information from Wikipedia. Like they're the wrong people tend to put information out there. So you just have to be careful. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's basically like spilling the tea. Like you don't want to like spill the tea with wrong information.
Yeah. Like
just because you think you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I screenshotted. It's so funny. I screenshotted. So I was looking at the Springfield Firehouse Facebook group or page on Facebook to see what was going on because I was at work about to teach. I was trying to figure out why it was smoking outside. It was before you even texted. Like it was confusing. I looked there. I looked at once I found out, I looked at the St. Francis of Assisi school page just to see if information was already out, even though it was happening in real time.
Yeah.
So I know people were live streaming it, which is absurd to me.
Well, the news was too. There were helicopters over my house.
But I took a screenshot because I found a post that the Springfield Firehouse said, stay away from these roads. We are attending to this fire at St. Francis School. So I clicked on it and there were comments and I was like, oh, I wonder if people are sharing what is going
on. What happened?
Like maybe somebody knows what happened. And someone said, what happened? 12 minutes into this firehouse posting it, it clearly an elderly woman said, what happened to St. Francis School? Someone said fire. Thank you. Okay. And someone responded to that, said it burnt down. Within 10 minutes of the fire starting, someone said it burnt down. I screenshot it because I was like, that is the problem.
Right.
With any, I mean, everybody is attracted to disaster. They just are. Sorry. It's called, you know, watch. What is it? It's like a train wreck, but I can't stop watching.
Yeah, it's a car crash. Can't look away.
And so everybody, but don't. Say things you don't know.
Right.
So do not educate if you don't know what to educate on or how to educate. That's why I sarcastically cannot articulate what I meant by that. But I was like, lady, it didn't burn down.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. It's up. And they're fixing it or they're trying to stop it. And it's definitely really bad. But like, what? That helps no one. People were just like booing it.
Right.
Or like, what's the opposite of thumbs down? Thumbs down.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thumbs down. And I just was like, You're the problem in the world.
Yeah. And it's just like me texting Victoria and being like, I bet it was a candle. Like, you know, like, I don't know. I just am like making assumptions. And you know what assumptions mean.
Makes an ass out of you and me.
Yep. There you go. Explicit.
Ooh.
But yeah, you don't want to spread false information. And I think in a small area like our area, that can definitely happen when rumors start. And, you know,
Is it me? Am I the drama? Like, ask yourself that question.
I do every day. I ask myself that because I am a good tea spiller. I'm also a good information getter. I mean, when these police were whizzing by my house and fire trucks, I immediately texted my cousin and I said, tell me what's happening in front of my house. And within seconds, she wrote back and said,
but you also are a false prophet. You are a little Carmela Senior.
What?
To a degree, because you get pieces of the information uh-huh. and then you create a story around it and uh-huh. you tell that.
Yeah.
But not to everything. Not to everything. Like last night, you told me something that had three pieces to it.
Okay.
So 75 cents worth, right?
Okay.
One quarter was that you lost power. One quarter was that mom's street and house lost power. And that was semi-true. Half the street did, half the street didn't.
Okay.
And then the last quarter was that the dance studio lost power and all the girls were there in the dark and that they were about to leave because they had to close the studio. So mom didn't know she was coming to class. And you and mom walked in the door. And I said, oh my God, I thought the studio lost power. And mom went, no. And you went, yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. I thought that.
She got on the phone and she was like, send them home. Send them home. All the girls need to go home.
So you decided that it was because they lost power.
Because I lost power. Mom lost power. I assumed four stores down from St. Francis, mom lost power too.
You're an in-person Facebook troll.
Oh, no, I like false prophet. I really, really like that name for me.
What, did you Book of Mormon?
Yeah, I really like that I'm a false prophet. I'm okay with that. Because I get most of the information right. It's always going to be my last sentence that's wrong.
Billy's so mad right now.
So mad.
He threw the phone down.
Yeah. He's done listening.
Yeah.
I just know, in case of tragedy, listen to everything except my last sentence.
Because what?
My last sentence will probably be either exaggerated or completely wrong.
Those are the two options.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I actually didn't know this about you, but now that I know, I'm going to look for it. I'm going to be prepared.
Or I heard it from somebody else and I'm always going to tack it on at the end.
Instead of fact checking and then saying it, you're just going to say it.
Correct.
Right. So then it's their problem because they told you wrong information.
But then you have to acknowledge that I am a false prophet and that you should have known that ahead of time. And I am not the person to get the information from. I'm the person to get your entertainment from. Information and entertainment are two different things.
I think in 90 weeks, we've figured that out. I think we have.
Okay, just making sure.
But I appreciate the
honesty, integrity, ability to see myself in a way that others may not.
Others do. We do. We do. We just keep it silent, but now we're going to flaunt it.
We are not laughing in the face of tragedy. However, if you don't have humor, you have nothing.
Yeah. So many songs came into my mind to start singing, but I couldn't. I'm too tired to figure out which one would work the best.
Okay.
In the arms of the angels.
Wait, there's no animals involved in this disaster that we're specifically talking about.
You don't know. In the arms.
No, I do know.
The angel.
It's over.
Okay. So here's how you can help others through tragedy in terms of grief, in terms of they are, you know, in the heart of it and you are on the outside and you just want to lend a hand. It's not necessarily going to be a monetary or a volunteer effort. It is a friend or a family member. It's, you know.
How can you help?
People close to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, with their, basically their emotional needs in the face of tragedy.
Number one, don't call Carly.
Carly won't be able to do this list.
No.
She is incapable.
Unavailable.
Emotionally, physically, and mentally unavailable. And her phone is off. So really, there's no way to get her.
Your mom is so mad at you. You're getting grounded.
Facts hurt. The truth hurts. The first one's listen. So already we're off to a good start. You just let people talk. Let them talk. And not give advice. Just listen. They want to cry on your shoulder. They want to tell you the horrible thing that happened and don't necessarily want you to try to fix it. And I think that's the number one thing that people misconstrue with listening, is that it comes with
fixing
and giving help. No, the help is just sit there and be an ear. Just be an ear. That's it. That's all you have to do. And it's such a, it's a cathartic help that maybe they don't realize it in the moment, but when they're getting through grief,
yeah,
that's all they need. And then, you know, you've done the biggest effort that there is.
I'm thinking of the movie Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Lend me your ears.
And they take off their ears and they all throw it at them.
Yep.
Great flick.
Yeah. Definitely don't go Carly. Oh, here's a good one for you. Accept their feelings.
Aw.
Just allow them to feel the feeling. So if it's anger, if it's sadness, if it's, you know, despair, let them feel it. And I think that's a really hard one, because we actually just talked about this a couple episodes ago, where you want to pick yourself up from the bootstraps and get out there and
do you have an accent? Do you have an accent?
I did because I didn't say the R. And then I just tried to bypass it.
But then you half-assed your accent.
I didn't try to. I didn't even know what it was.
You gotta pick yourself up from the bootstraps.
It's kind of like Cajun. Like New Orleans, you know?
You do not want to come to me. Because I will, if you say something a little bit off, I will call you on it, make fun of you.
But like, humor is helpful to a degree. But, you know, we just talked about how I needed to feel sad and you were like, no, come on, it's over. Let's go. Keep moving. So sometimes you just have to let people sit in whatever is happening, especially if it just happened.
Right.
Let them feel the bad feelings.
Let them.
Or else those bad feelings get harbored in the body. And then, you know, the people that you're like, wow, they haven't even cried yet.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't cry at the funeral. They didn't get upset. They didn't do anything. They're so strong. They're not strong. They're going to break down later in a bad way when no one's around to help them.
That is me to a T.
Acknowledge their grief. You have a problem with that too. Carly likes to ignore it. If it's not, if we're, and what is it, a camel or an ostrich? If you put your head in the hay, it's not happening.
It's the sand. An ostrich has never, you say this all the time, and I don't understand why you don't understand. That's our brother's biggest thing to say. I don't understand why you don't understand.
It's not sand.
Ostriches don't put their hand in the hay. They put their
hand. They don't have hands.
They put their head in the sand. You idiot. God.
Or is it an emu?
No. When have you ever seen an ostrich put their head in hay?
Well, they don't eat sand.
They don't eat.
They don't eat? They don't eat at all?
Continue. I can't with you. That you say it wrong every time. It really bothers me. It gets under my skin that you don't know an ostrich. You're making fun of me and you're getting it wrong. I put my head in the sand.
I accept your feelings. I acknowledge your grief.
We're the wrong people to be talking about this.
I'm not going to dismiss your experience or avoid telling you not to worry and that they're lucky. Oh, how about when something happens and it's like, well, you're lucky it didn't go the other way, or you're lucky you're not like this person. It happened to that. Yeah, we know that. That person knows that they got out of a bad situation in a better way than somebody else, or whatever it is. Telling somebody that they're lucky.
Well, you know what's hard?
It's tough.
And I've been someone who's done this before. And
no.
When somebody's grandparent dies or somebody older dies, and it was not a tragedy, it was, you know, they lived a nice life and you know, and somebody going up and saying, oh, you're so lucky you had them for so long. That's yes, but also that doesn't make it any sadder,
right,
to lose that person,
doesn't make it any happier. Correct.
It doesn't make anybody, I don't know, my head was in the sand, to make anybody happier by saying, like, you were so, to hear that, because you're like, yes, but I'm still sad and I'm grieving the loss. Yeah, I'm lucky. Whatever.
It's good. It's good that your head wasn't in the hay.
Your head hits the hay.
At
the end of the night, you hit the hay. You put your head... I can't. Anyway, don't say you're lucky because you're not.
Well, use their words. So if I say hey, you got to use it. Use their words. People describe experiences and feelings differently. So if you can, like, if you understand that they talk, this one's like a kind of a hard one. But if you understand that they talk differently, I don't know. They use different vocabulary for things instead of correcting them or trying to
insert yourself, maybe.
Yes, and be like, you mean this.
Right.
You're saying this, but you mean this. No, just let them say it.
Yeah.
Just let them say it. Basically, shut up. Carly, shut up. Offer practical help, which is like, can I make dinner?
It's so hard because people, when they're going through stuff, they don't want help. They really don't.
No, but you know what I think of? Oh, not 10 Things I Hate About You. The other really good movie, not How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. He's Just Not That Into You.
Yeah.
Good. Jennifer Aniston.
Good one. Yes.
Right? So her dad had a heart attack or a stroke or something, yes, like that. She had broken up with the character of Ben Affleck and everybody's grieving in the house, but like everyone, no one's helping out.
Right.
And she's doing all the work. And she comes downstairs. And her ex-boyfriend, who she ends up marrying, but her ex-boyfriend's in the kitchen doing the dishes.
Uh-huh.
Because he did not come over and say, what can I do? He just came over and did it.
Yeah.
And it was like a beautiful moment in the movie. And everybody can relate to that because that is, you know, happens. Somebody just does it instead of offers.
Right.
So if you're, it depends on the situation and how like close you are with the people. But I don't think you, this one has to be, let me offer so that you accept. It's just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just like Nike.
Just do it. Here's a tough one. Patience. Like if people aren't getting over something or if the grief is taking a little bit too long or if they haven't reached out to you, you just have to be patient. Like let it happen how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the biggest helps.
Yeah. Sometimes that makes you feel helpless though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But paired with that is the next one, which is reach out. So if you're hesitant on whether or not you should reach out to, you know, say something happens to somebody that you haven't talked to in a while, but you still have their phone number because you used to be really close. Shoot the text.
I know. I always think of that.
Just
and I'm
do
like,
it.
But why not? I haven't talked to them in forever. I feel weird. I guess I should just like not care.
But then it's like, how long does it take for you to be like, I really should have texted. Yeah. I wish I had. And everybody's doing it and thinking the same things at some point in life, right? So that person that you're afraid to reach out to has thought about that in a different scenario or maybe with you as well.
Uh-huh.
So there's nothing wrong with just being overly communicative in the text to be like, hey, I know we haven't talked in a while, but I really felt like I wanted to reach out and I just hope you're doing okay and, you know, sending whatever, thoughts and whatever. Like if you just say that, then it's not weird.
Yeah.
Like you're acknowledging we haven't talked in a while. But I really wanted to do this and I would be sad if I didn't. So here, like, why don't we do that?
Right.
It's a lengthy text and the blue bubble's a little too big. Like, that's what we think of.
I don't think of that.
Oh.
There are so many texting rules these days with the kids.
There's so many texting rules these days.
Pick up your boots.
No, pick up your boots.
These days, there's so many rules that I just don't care for. So that doesn't bother me. So many other things bother me. But that.
Yo, because you're a one thought texter and it drives me insane. I actually don't care about looking at it, that there's little blue bubbles that are 10, 12 at a time.
Yeah.
It's the amount my phone lights up or goes off.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't finished the first thought and you're texting the next one. And it's like, it just happened this morning. I came home. Hold on.
I feel like you should be patient with me.
No.
And
never. I came home. It was 6:30 this morning. I came out of my room. I was coming out of my room. I went to the bathroom and my phone went ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. And I was like, oh, someone's dying.
Yeah.
It was you. It was you talking about what shirts to order online.
Listen, I text when I thinking it, because if I don't, they don't come out. And sometimes it might be 5:30 a.m. If I know that she's up, which I do because I know everything that she's doing at all times, I need to text her right away.
If anybody wants to send aid or help to me, please feel free to reach out.
Don't. She's fine. She doesn't. She's good. She can figure it out.
But also don't text me multiple times. But so, yeah. So reach out, send that text, or God forbid, make the phone call. I don't know why we don't do that anymore. But don't even get Carly started.
Don't even get me started. What's that from? Saturday Night Live.
I don't think anything.
I didn't give you a chance. It's from Saturday Night Live. Oh. Don't get me started. Don't even get me started.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather. There's so many. Oh, I could do a whole episode on skits.
Sweater weather. Okay. And then the last one, talk about it.
I can do that.
Just speak to others who are also going through it. Just talk about it.
Yeah.
Right? I think a lot of the time, it's like an unspoken, it's so bad. Now, this is specific situations, but like the tragedy is so bad. Let's not touch it. Yeah. Let's not necessarily pretend like it's not happening, but let's just not.
Yeah.
And it's that I think it just does the worst. That does the opposite effect of like healing. It just stores the sad.
And also I know in situations that I've been in, when you don't talk about it, it creates the elephant in the room, which makes it more awkward.
And you can't hide an elephant in hay or sand. Or pick its boots up.
I hate you right now. Like, God.
I'm pretty pleased with myself.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
But just get the elephant out of the room. In the room. Get it out.
Yeah, get it out of the room. It's
too big for the room. It just makes it so much easier. Like, the burden, the cloud has been lifted, and then you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, but sometimes that lingering cloud is just, it went from an elephant to a cloud.
And it poofed. That's how you got out of the room.
But I've been in situations like that where it's like, do we bring it up? Do we not bring it up? Now it's awkward.
Oh, you're the most awkward.
Oh, I?
Most awkward.
Am the most awkward person alive.
And if you're someone like me who's just going to properly and appropriately speak up about something with someone like awkward in the room, she ruins it. She makes it awkward for everyone. And I'm like, I'm not being awkward. Because you are.
I make jokes.
It's that, or like you're truly dead silent. Like, you pretend like you're Homer Simpson falling into the bushes in that gif.
Yep.
And it's like, well, Carly, you're right. You're the elephant. You are the elephant. You can't just hide into the wall. And now it's awkward for everybody. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank God.
I do have a question, though. And we'll put a poll out there on the Fit to Be Real Instagram. And I'm going to put a poll. I mean, Victoria will. What episode is this?
90.
Do you feel you've learned anything from us? Because I was thinking about it this morning as I was listening to a previous podcast we've done. I'm unsure if anybody has learned anything from listening.
I think the question is, have you?
I feel like I have.
Okay, that's all that matters.
But I'm not sure if it's transferring, and I feel like people are learning things about me, but maybe not about anything.
I agree and disagree with you, but I agree because what do we know?
No, right.
And I disagree because I have more faith and I have confidence that I know this is helping a lot of people in very small ways. And even if it's just the way where they're sitting in their car listening, going, oh, me too. Somebody else. Oh, that's good. And then they go on with their day.
Well, that I understand. But then I'm listening and Victoria's like, the hemoglobin and the cortisol. And I'm like, under my umbrella, Ella. And I'm like, oh, God.
I don't think I've ever said hemoglobin. I've said amygdala.
You said amygdala. Yeah. You said amygdala, cortisol, adrenaline.
Hemoglobin. Yeah, yeah. Is that a thing?
I think it's a blood.
Is it a real word?
Hemoglobin?
Hemoglobin?
I think so. I really thought I learned it from you.
I learned it from watching you.
But then I'm just in the background going, I'm a hustler, baby.
Oh, you haven't said that in a while.
I just did.
I'm a hustler, baby.
I just want to know if you've learned anything from the podcast that has helped you in your life, because that would mean that I've done some of these disaster relief things because I'm helping you.
Well, you haven't listened. You have not accepted emotions. I don't think you use the same vocabulary. But this is just for me in particular. So.
Right, right.
I have support. Nope. I have faith that we are supported by our listeners. And I will put this poll out just to find out.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye. So, yeah, that's all we have for you today. It just, you know, when it's happening and it's something that does not happen ever, something like this fire that truly,
it was
just felt surreal. It's surreal. It's sad. It's horrible.
And it was right down the street. You know, we live down the street and we grew up there.
And it's really just the childhood memories of it, I think, for me. But it's because it's going to get fixed. Nobody got hurt. Everything is relatively in the grand scheme of what's happening in the world. It's okay, right? It's okay. It's going to get fixed. Money can be made and money can be given and money will, you know, get used. So when you think of it like that, all is well. But when it's something that just doesn't happen usually, it just feels very, very potent. So we wanted to talk about it. And, you know, helplessness, I think, is a very common and frequent feeling for most people.
Definitely.
So there are many, many ways to not feel helpless and to be hopeful and to lend a hand. And it doesn't have to be anything more than what you can offer somebody.
Yes. Okay?
So with that said, wow, so much has just happened. With that said,
all the emotions happened in today's podcast.
And we had it was like Noah's Ark. We had emus and ostriches.
Elephants and clouds.
Ostriches.
Plagues and crickets.
And
lantern flies and COVID.
We hope you're feeling biblical.
No, don't.
In any Bible you choose to read.
Believe in.
But what we really hope is that you feel fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay?
Okay, bye.